Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus?
Nenda kusaba oyongere oyanirize muganda wo.
I'm going to request to move, welcome your brethren.
Omuwubireko.
Wave at them.
Omuhagarize omusana omungi ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Worship the much light of the word of God.
Tugende mu maaso n'okumwakira.
Now remove and shine on them.
Nga gumulisiza mu kkubo ery'obulamu.
Enlighten them in the way of life.
Okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
Reaching eternal life.
N'obulungi bwa Katonda bwonna.
And all the goodness of God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
N'omusumba. For Bible.
The Bible reader, teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinye lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tuongera okugulumiza Katonda kitaffe.
We move to glorify God the Father.
Lwakaseera bulijjo tuongera mu kubeerawo kwe.
But the time always he adds us in his presence.
Era nga tuyina essuubi okuba naye ennaku zonna.
And we have hope to be with him all the days.
Bwe tugoberera obutuukirivu ne tubukola.
When we follow righteousness and do it.
N'obutukuvu.
And holiness.
Kubanga watali bwo.
Without it,
tewali aliraba kitaffe.
No one will see the Father.
Naye twesunga nnyo.
But we want up much.
Nga bw'atukkiriza bulijjo mu kubeerawo kwe.
As he allows us always in his presence.
Era naffe tukola ekisoboka.
And we too all do possible.
Tusinkane naye ku lunaku oli eri maaso ku maaso.
That we meet with him on the other day eye on one.
Era twongera okwebaza Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
And we move to welcome. Come our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yasubiza ate n'atuukiriza.
He promised and he fulfilled.
Bwe yayogera mu Matayo esuli ya 28.
He spoke in the Matthew chapter 28. Verse 18 to 20.
Kibwe tunaagenda maaso okufuula manga gonna abayigirizwa.
If we move make all nations disciples.
Tubayigiriza ne byonna bye yatulagira.
Teach all that he commanded them.
Agenda kubeera naffe okutuuka enkomerero.
He is to be with us up to the end.
Weewaawo atuukiriza ekigambo ekyo.
Yes, he has fulfilled that word.
Era ng'ekisuubizo ekiri mu Yokaani esuli ya 14.
As he's promised John chapter 14.
Verse 18-25.
When he promised to remain appearing to us. Yes, anytime we gather. Fulfilled Matthew 18. Verse 19. Up to 20.
We
said 2-3 in the gather for his sake. And he is there. And we move on to honor him.
And
we accept his presence. And he manifests his marvelous works in our midst. And we move to honor the Holy Spirit. Who was sent long back in the Acts 2. Verses 1-5. To come to lead us. As children of God. As written in Romans 8. Verses 14. Up to 16. That up to today. The Holy Spirit moved to work in our midst. Who was on us anointing which teaches to reveal to us the word of God.
He
went to do amazing things as he renews and he restores. As he said, 104 Psalms by 30, that he said the spirit they are created and he renewed the face of the earth. We thank the Holy Spirit for leading us the armies of angels he has led which moved to work together with us. Praise Jesus much. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and his glory. And to move rich onto you. Part 7. Portion E. Of God's highest ways. Which manifests his marvelous works. Or let's call it ministry ethics. Ministry ethics, the ways of serving God. Praise Jesus
man.
We thank God. He who has reached us up to today where we are. As we unseal. The righteous thoughts of God. The holy scriptures. Passing through the seven highest ways of God. To be able to manifest his marvelous works on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We discovered God's highest ways. That is speaks of in Isaiah 55. Verses 9 up to 11. 70 spirits of God. Through them he passed the Holy Scriptures. As we've come reading the Psalms 12 and the verse 6, and he said the words of God, they are words pure, as gold tested 7 times in the fire. So thus, according to Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 4, the words of God, the Holy Scriptures, all were passed through 7 spirits of God, where there is Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of fear of the Lord. And they came filled with wisdom,
the
great understanding of God, the counsel of God you can't argue against, the much power of God, much light of knowledge, it is lightning.
If
they are filled to breathe the fear of the Lord, to hate evil, they pass through Spirit of the Lord,
able
to glorify Lord God the Father, God the Word
we
know the Son, Christ Jesus. Is where they say they are in the parables to have seals on them.
When
we've come on sealing to reaching the spirit of knowledge, indeed you've seen things and they are very clear. And you read the scriptures, enlightened all things in all the earth, in all the heavens, even above the heavens, at the beginning and the end. You enlightened there are new heavens and the new earth.
You
enlightened beyond the new heavens.
You
reached the everlasting. So we've understood many things. And we want to move on to unseal. To unseal God's righteous souls. The Holy Scriptures. As they pass through the 6th way of the Lord, the way of spirit of fear of the Lord, the 6th division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Praise Jesus much. And we don't want to waste much time, because we remember, and on the other hand, where we study God's heavenly government on the earth,
we
department, where we read and study the 8th department
of
the Holy Spirit in His fullness, we unsealed the Holy Scriptures as they pass through Spirit of fear of the Lord. And we saw the way the Spirit of fear of the Lord works to fulfill those Scriptures and
to
manifest God's marvelous works on the earth. But this time we want to still pass in them in the brave. Praise Jesus much. Our first point, it says like this, that through the spirit of fear of the Lord, we are revealed with the words of God, even the commands, the laws, and the judgments, statutes and the ordinances, which bring the fear of the Lord, to hating evil and to help many come out of evil. Praise Jesus much. That passing through the spirit of fear of the Lord, we are revealed the words of God, together with the commands, laws, and the judgments, statutes, and the ordinances, which take us in the fear of the Lord, to hate evil and to help the many to come out of evil, as we serve the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even though all scriptures, when we read them, the righteous thoughts of God, in the holy book of God, the Bible, all they bring the fear of the Lord. But we have those which point directly unto the fear of the Lord, in the ways of fear of the Lord. Because all scriptures have passed through the seven spirits. But there are those which directly point on that spirit. When you read in this Proverbs chapter 8, verses 13, we've come seeing it many times. And the word fear of the Lord
is
not to tremble, but it's to hate evil. And then you bow down in the presence of God, indeed bowing in the truth, right from your heart. He speaks this in this proverb. Let us read, we hear.
Ngero esule yomunana noru nyiriri ole kumine sato.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13.
Okutamu kama kwekuchawe obubi. Amalala nesukuti nekube bi. Naka mwaka mambavu bienchawa.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth do I hate.
Oh,
yes. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. And you cannot say that you fear God when you commit evils, even though you commit them inside the heart. Because he speaks, saying, some people honor him on their mouth, even with their mouth words. But their hearts are far from him. Some people on the outward, they may speak and manifest fear of God, yet the hearts are filled of murdering. Here is one who said, do not murder.
And
hearts is filled of evil desires. They are filled of hatred. These things which God refused.
So the
fear of God is to totally hate evil from the bottom of your heart. And you hate evil because God hates it. Let us read. We hear
Isaiah sura ya 15 noru nyiriri olwo musanvu.
Isaiah chapter 15 verse 7.
Matayi sura ya 15 noru nyiriri olwo musanvu.
Matthew chapter 15 verse 7.
Mwebana mfusi Isaiah yawabulunje obunabbi kumwe ngagamba nti,
you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying,
olinyoro munana
verse 8,
abantu bano banzisa mwekitiwa cha kumimwa.
These people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Verse
9.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. As we've heard in the Proverbs 8 verse 13, the fear of God is to hate evil, to leave pride, arrogance, and the perverse mouth.
But
what leads them is the fear of the Lord when you hate evil. Hating evil is not only of the outward appearance, it has come right from inside your heart. Praise Jesus much. That's why he said in the Matthew 15 verse 7, if you get to fear God when it's just in words, it's just outwards, you are an hypocrite.
Because
honor God in your words with your lips, but the heart is filled of evils. Any time that evil is to manifest outside,
well,
that's what fills the heart. It's what comes out of the mouth. So we have to enter in fear of the Lord, the real fear, as we hate evil. Many come from it. But the real evil of the real fear has to spring from inside the heart. You as the inward man, you have to prove your heart and you totally hate evil. Never to get near it, think and even do it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because he says, what fills the heart is what comes out. Let's read as we hear. Matthew chapter 15, verses
18.
But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Yes. Right inside the heart. That is where evil sits. And if you are to uproot them, you totally hate evil very well. You have to uproot them basically from inside. There are those things of religion of false humility. Outward they have closed very well. And they seem to humble before the Lord. And they appear as if they fear God. But they don't fear God in hating evil. But in different forms of humility. For he speaks in the Colossians as he says, that they have those vain humilities and false humilities they conduct. But it's not of truth that they hate evil. Let us read, we hear. Colossians chapter 2, verse 23.
Ebyo birina ddala ekifaananyi eky'amagezi mu kusinza Katonda. Abantu kwe bagunja bokka ne mukwewombeeka nti ne mukwewombeeka ne mukubonyaabonya omubiri. Naye tebiriiko kye bigasa n'akatono olw'okwegomba okw'omubiri.
Which things have indeed a shell of wisdom in self-imposed worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any value to indulgency of the flesh. Yes.
They have
an image in the fear of God in their worship.
In
humility and self-imposed humility. But it profit nothing. Even unto the body. Yet now, how more to God? So brethren, the fear of God to hate evil, we plant it right inside our hearts. And you finish evils from your heart. And you finish evils from your eyes. I want to tell you like this, that to do it, you must not be a servant unto the desires of your body parts.
That
no person can serve God very well and he pleases God when he's in the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You must not be serving any of its lusts. Lusts of the heart. Lusts of the eyes. Of the ears.
Of
different body parts which follow evil and profane.
So, isn't
that what I say there? That you may say you fear God in the form of outwardly humbling yourself. But many scriptures, we can't point one by one as today, and they show the outward humility. And it's not springing from the heart. The fear of God which is outwards, it does not spring from inside your heart. It is not of truth. And perhaps even the devils are better than you in fearing God. For them they believe God is there. Even trembling they tremble. But the problem, they cannot fear God to reach in hating evil.
Now, as if you're equal
to them, cause even the devils.
For even
they're better for you, claim to be of God.
Yet you
claim to humble yourself outwardly.
Yet the
heart is filled of hypocrisy, conmanship, and every evil.
At the same
time, deceive you, fear God.
At least
the demon is
saying, we
believe he's
there. We
even tremble. But we failed to hate evil.
Now there
you're not equal even to demons.
Because
when he speaks in the James 2,
he
speaks like this.
James chapter 2, verse
19.
You
believe that there is one God, you do well. The demons also believe and tremble. Yes.
Them
to believe and tremble on the outward.
And the
name of Jesus badly they
tremble.
Even running they run
away.
Even confessing they confess Jesus. We know him.
Yes.
You think you to confess Jesus and you have not hated evil.
Is there
a way you differ from the demons?
For
them to confess that is Jesus, the Lord.
But
the problem to live evil, brethren,
you have to
really get evils out of
yourself.
If you want to cease, have the DNA of the devils, of sin.
And you don't
have treacherous before God and you have a DNA of righteousness.
You
know, church, that is our
work. And
the servants of God.
Here in the
ways of God, we best to minister now.
It requires
us to show that sin is sin.
Praise
Jesus
much. The
true fear of God, he usually seeks from us
to act
a great hatred on sin. As we best write from our inner man
and it
proves the heart inside, even the mind convinces
it. We
have to hate evil,
to put
hatred and the great fight
which
does not end on
you, but he
heads on to help
others
to depart from evil.
Yes, praise
Jesus
much. At
the end of it all, he says,
see, the
fear of God has helped many come from evil.
It means
you as the spirit,
the
inner man,
you have
to prove yourself to hate an evil.
Never
to connive with it the other time.
Never
be a servant, neither to serve it.
When you serve evil, then you
are a servant to
it. But to
prove your hearts to hate it and depart from
it. Never
to even joke with it.
But
you prove even
your mind
that to prove hatred has increased.
So,
sin at the neighbors, I go attack it
there. I
help neighbor come from
evil. I
prove God indeed I fear
him. God
Word tells me, Proverbs chapter 60
and
the verse 6,
and
it says like this.
Proverbs
chapter 16 verse 6.
Okusasira n'amazima bye birongosa butali butuukirivu.
By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Yes. The wildly fear of God. Increased level in it, it seems to be only on
you. But you want to
prove it, did you fear God?
You
put hatred on sin.
And
you reach to attack it at the
neighbors.
Attacking the neighbor, but to attack that evil. in him and attack and show him sin remains evil. And you said that the wage of sin ever, it remains death. There is nothing more to pay you more than that. The truth is like this: people serve sin. They become servants of sin.
But
when you overcome by sin, you are a servant of it. According to John chapter 8, if you are overcome by sin, a servant of it, yet in serving it, indeed the wage they give you is death, yet not only of the body, but to hell unto hell, and after judgment, you'll be cast in the second death, the lake of fire.
Here
needs a special hatred, as we hate evil. In John 8, he says like this. John chapter 8, verse
34.
Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin." Yes. If you commit sin, indeed you are a servant of sin. Yet what angers me more, all those of serving sin the way they are, you serve anger, you serve
the
lusts, desires of different things, you serve immorality, every profane and every form of foolishness. Yet at the end, the wage they give you death. Have you seen the problem? But when he speaks with us, the Romans 6, verse 23, but this payment is not fair at all. Let's read we here. Romans chapter 6, verse
23.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes. In the time you appear a servant of sin, and the wage they are to give you death, and the wage they are to give you death, can you dare remain serving? Let's say someone tells you, begin to till this land, but at the end there is a heap of canes they are going to cane you with. And that is the wage. Do you remain tilling that land? You know, committing sin is not easy. Even what we began it reached became heavy upon him. Satan himself. He reached, lied, became heavy upon him, it beat him down. Sin gives a lot of levers. Even children of men have nothing like strength to commit it all days. Yet what is amazing on sin, if you begin to do it and they write you in the book of sinners, yet you cannot even do it all the days. Tell you to get angered the entire, they finish it when you're hungry and you have not laughed, not thought of things which are
not going.
Everyone cross your face, you don't mind them. Indeed, you fail to maintain it the whole day because you must appear angry the whole day. I don't want to say, I don't speak. Cross my face, they should not give me food. I'm angered. And they tell you, spend a week in that house. You cannot. Now sin is very hard.
And
those who commit them, they do a lot of works. Let's say if you want to fornicate, the works you can do, they are very many. Before you reach on fornication, you must program wild actions.
of lying to the one
you're going to fornicate with,
hiding
from others that they should not support you.
Praise
Jesus much.
Even seeking
you will cover it in your heart that it does not convict you.
You
know, if you're going to commit fornication, there are many works you first do before you reach to commit a real fornication. After you commit fornication, and there are a lot of works you have to do to keep it that is not known. Now you reach and those works are heavy.
And
people have no strength to hold sin of many days. Even though in one day they are written the book of sinners. Committing sin in a twinkle of an eye, you are written.
Yet
to repent sin, it takes time. My friend,
they
can tell you go repent to someone. My friend, you can struggle. How am I going to appear before this person? And how am I going to start on this person? How will I forgive me? You are on a problem.
To
prove sin is indeed sin. Think like this is the fault of truth. It's not even good to even begin to commit evil. Just begin on it makes you be written in the book of sinners. Yet to blot you from that book, you're going to do many other works. To blot you from the book of sinners.
Have
to first prove now you're going to become a servant of God. If God forgives you for serving Him. But that point you put it there, before He forgives you, have to bear fruits of your forgiveness. Then He forgives you. You know what it takes
to
do fruits of forgiveness to prove that you have repented? It involves to get contrite.
So
you no more have strength to repeat it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
that fight is very intense. That is why to hate evil, you help many depart from evil. You yourself to hate evil,
you
to help many depart from evil.
It
takes to repent to God that you become His servant. Because in Malachi chapter
3,
he speaks that he forgives his son or daughter who serves him. Let us read, we hear.
Malachi chapter 3,
verses 17.
And
they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day that when I make up my jewel, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. Yes. We shall become his.
You
have to prove you've hated evil.
If
you become a son of God, and you prove you serve him. Because serving him, hating of evil increases. Now you've gone to get out others who are within evil. You help them depart from evil. That is why God just does not just forgive as you have been thinking. He forgives you with a reason of serving him. Because as he goes to forgive you when you've hated evil, hating evil rise level, you go to help others become from it.
It
means you have to immediately become a servant. For levels of hate and evil, they are like that. You hate it you yourself as the spirit, the inner man, and you prove your heart and there is no evil in there.
You
prove your mind no more copying evil outside to enter it. After there, and you prepare to repent before God to become his servant, because it's to forgive you of those you first committed, and the reason is for serving him, and you go to another second level of fear of God to help many come out of evil. That is why he tells you like this. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 22.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 22.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes. Because you, after you hate evil as the inner man, you prove your heart does not remain in there. Because you examine yourself always, you see what's remaining in there. In your heart, do you have any murmurings? Do not do it again. I'm going to fire you scriptures. First of all, I want to tell you the heart and your body as you are. You are going in the ground.
You
have to go in heaven as the spirit. The things you want to make me do, that they go with me when you've proceeded to your grounds.
Yes, Jesus.
Where is Jesus, man? You have to prove the mind and that heart. Your mind, that brain, never copy sin outside to enter it when you chest it from your inside. At least you have to proclaim upon them. And you say, you,
according
to Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, your body go back to the dust. Spirit, I go back to God who gave me. You set me on this earth. And you want to use me. I know
when
the acts of the flesh, they go with me, the spirit. Now we're in Galatians. We are against each other. We've gotten a separation. I'm no more going to do flesh and the spirit, they are contrary. What you want is not what I'm going to do. For you will be rotten, finishing within the grave. Me as the spirit, I'm in hell, they're beating me.
I'm
waiting for judgment, they ban me. That we're not going to agree.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It's good this body, you get a fight with it. Things which throw you in hell, the body leads in them.
You,
as the spirit, you will fall in hell. In the spirit, you don't die. Still, they will judge you, cast you in the lake of fire. And you'll be there all the days. The body rots. Long back. Those eyes you keep turning around as you look to other women and the girls of others and men of others. You will no more be able to turn it to look at them. Somebody say, I'm abusing them. You keep moving those your eyes. Even that heart is filled of all lust, it's to rot. You feel in
your
lust over wives and husbands of others, all the things of others. But the heart will no more burn with the lusts anymore. It will rot. Those private parts,
as
say that they are private, and they want to commit things of privacy and they hide sin. Church you that you go on the other time. When they have gotten rotten,
you
the spirit you are in hell, they tell you that part which rots and you are doing this with it.
And you
say,
well, it got
rotten,
the
testimony there, it's you was using it. And you do things of not fearing God to hating evil.
Can you
dare not fear not fearing your creator? And he said, we don't commit adultery.
Yet
the one who created those parts on you,
he said,
get one wife or one husband. It's not refused you.
Said,
why did you create the many?
Yeah, okay.
You from realize you don't fear me. I will burn you.
The bones of you
made them rotten in the grave.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
So when you get a kuchawe chibi,
when I speak to hate evil, I'm serious.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. When I speak of repentance, be serious.
And
you be very ready to forgive.
To
teach others to forgive, that we all repent before God. Because you see, at least to get forgiveness,
and
to teach forgiveness, and we all repent instead of getting a miracle of walking the lame.
At
least in heaven you go when you have one leg or one eye.
Don't
go with sins, for then you'll move with your sins. Remember, there's no spirit will appear lame there. Yet the sins go with the spirit.
All
the good, they go with the spirit. At least you pray much that you forgive. And you teach forgiveness. And we all repent before God. Get the good life that next. Instead of working miracles of walking the lame, to raising the dead, yet you not taken evils from the people. I know the greatest miracle in the heavens and earth. Even the heavens yearn for it.
It's
to take away evils to be sanctified. Heavens, they don't need miracles of cars, walking the lame and the others. But the angels themselves, according to Hebrews chapter 9:22-24, in things of heavens, they do need to be cleaned. That alone was what was needed in heaven.
God
forgive them, be cleansed with the blood of Jesus.
The
greatest miracle I know in heavens and earth. Learn to forgive. Teach people forgiveness. Let's all repent before God.
Let's
cleanse us with the blood of His Son.
Works
a miracle which is needed in the heavens and the earth. He will destroy evil. Praise Jesus much.
Point
so that's a first point. As we unseal the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, as they pass through the sixth way of the Lord, the way of spirit of fear of the Lord. All Scriptures you pass through there with an intention of bringing the fear of the Lord, to hating evil and to help the many to come out of evil. As we become servants of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the end of all things is the works we do under the sun. All no matter you appear which kind of a business person, and you build storied buildings in the world, all nations they write there your name, the roads and the others, if you'll never do the work of fear of the Lord,
okukyawa ekibi,
to hate evil,
n'okuyamba abangi okukiva,
to help many come out of it,
ofuka omuweereza wa Mukama,
as you become a servant of God,
oliba tolina mulimu gw'okoze wansi w'enjuba,
you would have done under the sun,
kubanga ekigwanira omuntu,
because what requires man,
kutya Mukama,
fearing God,
okwata amateeka ge,
keeping his commandments. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 12 downwards, he says
this.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 12. Eranate
mwana wange labuka okola nge bitabe bingi tekuliko je gukoma.
And father, my son, be admonished by this. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is the weariness of the flesh. Verse
14.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Yes.
You can
study all the books.
Nova mobili.
And you check out of the body.
Natiwatia Mukama.
When you never feared the Lord.
Okumanga ebiragiro bye.
Keeping his commandments.
Kubanga we vunanyizwa bomu.
Because that is the whole duty of man, the whole duty. All you can finish them, and anytime you get out of this world, God will not show him his diploma and you studied what? That I did much work on this earth. The work required of you to do much on this earth. As you do all other works, you fear the Lord, you hate evil, and you serving him, and help many come from evil, because the duty required men to do under the earth. Don't deceive on any works on your work you are out on there, those work of the world. Know if you've not done a work of fearing God, to hate evil, and to help many depart from it, as we keep the commands of God, there is no work you have done. You are going in hell, let me tell you. You the rich, all you the poor who have not done the work of fear of God, hating evil and serving him to help many depart from it, as we keep his command.
I
prove you have no work you've done, God will tell you, I have not known you. No matter how you study in the world,
join
books of professors and you become a professor of professors.
No
matter buildings you'll build and you make a name on this earth, you will go before God, you tell him, Lord, we worked and did this in your name. We do this in your name.
He's
never known you get from me. You did do what I want. What I want is one, to fear me as you hate evil,
you
and help me to come from evil. You know Matthew 7, verse 21 downwards, it says this. Matthew chapter 7, from verse 21.
Buli muntu angamba nti mukama wange, si yali ingira mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu, wabula kola kitanga ali mu ggulu by'ayagala.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Verse
22.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out demons, and in your name done many wonderful works? Verse 23.
Nendio kamba tulira nti sibamanyanga komwe And then will
I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Yes.
Already
told you in Ecclesiastes 12 verse 14.
Conclusion
of all matter of things we do under the sun is to fear in God. It is to hate evil as you become his servant. Help many come out of evil as we keep all his commandments. That's what is required of man do under the sun. Those who speak Matthew 7:21-23 as he's told you, many will come say, Lord, Lord.
Just
speaking of Lord, Lord. Not everyone speaking it. That is to enter the kingdom of heaven. The one who does the will of the Father. He loves one thing with him. As we hate evil, we serve him. Help men to depart from evil. We keep his commandments.
We will
cast demons, we preach the gospel. What did you preach? It don't cause people to hate evil. Go from here. Go in hell.
Lake
of fire, I've never known you. Now that you
make
a name on the world rich name. If you want to make a name,
real
name that even in heaven it will be known. You hate evil. You be ready to serve God as you help many come from evil.
Don't see
worked miracles.
Don't
just fall from behind.
Before you
help people depart from evil,
we as one
who show ways of God we serve
by.
The way of fear of God.
You've
not stood in it at all in the service of God.
It
alone can prove you are a servant of God. Even though you try to move meander in all other ways,
you pass
wisdom, you get a word there. Way of understanding. Way of
cursing.
Way of might. The power in the word. Way of the light you lighten.
When
the light you lighten does not bring the hating of evil.
Is
not even light. Not light.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
people, you're out there, you say you're servants of God. Before you help many depart from evil, first when you first help yourself,
you not
yet become a servant of the living God. Yes. That is what is required of a person to do.
Before
you do a miracle of forgiving all days of your life and teaching others to forgive, that we all repent before God,
he
forgives, washed with the blood of his son, that we can inherit the kingdom of heaven.
No miracle
you've ever done. Because the miracle of forgiveness, teaching others to forgive and to repent, the
entire
heavens does not
name.
Even the earth, that's what we all need.
Be cleansed
with the blood of Jesus, inherit kingdom of heavens. If you've not given us that, you've given us what?
Look,
the earth that he walks the lame, that miracle is not enough. That is going to pass away. But that of falling in hell will not end. For
it
is to head on ahead to lake of fire. Everlasting day. If
you
have not helped us depart from that, what have you helped? Many have helped in the world. You have helped, it's good. But the greatest help is to forgive. Teaching people to forgive.
To
repent before God, determined to hate evil.
And
he washes with the blood of his son.
We
inherit the kingdom of heaven.
We
enter eternal life.
Think
what's better than that? Pastor Benjamin. The person gives you riches on this earth. It's not giving you repentance. What profit then? What shall profit it the while you forfeit your soul?
Now,
preachers of the gospel should get
alive.
Friends, the greatest gospel
is
proof that people fear the Lord. People, they hate evil. People help others depart from evil. If you're not ready to forgive,
the
issue of salvation, give up on it. For God, when He told you, if you don't forgive me, too, I will not forgive you. When
they
forgive, you will not get saved. It means if you don't teach someone to forgive, it will never get saved. God will never forgive that person. God has not forgiven you, there is no salvation. But when He forgives you,
and
He cleanses with the blood of His Son, He saves you. All the rest we do, but those are the least in the works of serving God. Those are the extremes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
that's our first point. Let me end it there. In detail, we studied the other side.
Government,
and we studied God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department,
in the eighth department, the Holy Spirit in His fullness. When we saw seven divisions of the Holy Spirit, and we reached the sixth division of spirit of fear of the Lord. And we unsealed. And we saw spirit of fear of the Lord. Through him, the pastoral scriptures be able to bring fear of the Lord. To hate evil. And to help many depart from evil. Praise Jesus much. Our second point, it says like this. That through spirit of fear of the Lord, still God passed to command. To command the depth in the creation of heavens and earth. And to give commands, laws, and judgments unto all creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. So spirit of fear of the Lord. Him too was there in creation. And in him they passed commands.
Hear
Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. Let us read we hear. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3.
Katonda nayogera nti wabeewo obutangaavu.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God, those commands of creation, they appeared in the spirit of fear of the Lord. And the waters feared much as they trembled before God. Never disobey Him. To go in the place He's commanded that. Because in the Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 6, still He commanded water, telling it like this. Genesis chapter 1 verse 6.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe banga wakati mu mazzi liyawulenga amazzi n'amazzi.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so.
Yes, you
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. So in the spirit of fear of the Lord, out of him passed all commands of creation of the entire heavens and their fullness, even all the earth in their fullness. And they are given commands by which all creations move. praise Jesus much. That's why he said in the Proverbs chapter 15, in the verse 33, as he speaks like this. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Yes. Now, in the fear of the Lord, out of came the commands, instructions of wisdom, and the humility of water, and all creation as they were commanded. How are they going to be moving? That's why I told you the spirit of fear of the Lord. As if he closed up all these issues. As we heard the conclusion of the matter is all this. You fear the Lord and you keep his commands.
With
the old duty man ought to do. Praise Jesus much. Now we go to hear and command of creations. Friends, of fear of the Lord through whom they passed those commands. In the Psalms 104, verse 7 and 9, some of the commands which all held a fear is this. Psalms 104, verse 7.
Gobe wanenya negaduka. Edebozi liyokuwa tukako belia ulirwa. Neganguo kugenda.
At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away.
He.
Yes.
Mukama weyagamba wabe wewe banga.
Wosele there before me.
Wakati mumazi.
In the middle of the waters.
Negambuka emisinde.
And the waters moved quick.
Mukutia mukama ukwejitaro mukonda.
The great fear of God and humility.
Wetugana na tukora
tibana. When we say. If you refuse going the places commanded us, he can say, let there be a dry land and we all dry up.
As
they are in the Genesis 1 verse 9 and to 10. They say, let there be dry land. Water be collected, gathered in one place. We get the dry lands. It happened like that. But commands pass through spirit of fear of the Lord.
And
the children of God right from Adam, weak commands they got hurt
out of way.
But no matter what, at the end you will go back to fear God. Yes, you keep his commands. You repeat as we hear. Psalms 104, verse
7.
At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. Verse
8.
They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys, onto the place which you have founded for them. Verse
9.
You have set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. Yes. He commanded creation in the spirit of fear of the Lord. And water rained and the mountains stood. They gave them commands, then crossed beyond that bound. Up to today, they are within those commands. When he said, let there be lights in the firmament, he count the times and seasons. Ever since created up to today, the sun is up there giving its light and still counting the times and seasons.
Children,
men are one who break commands, they don't fear God.
Genesis 1 verse 14.
Let us read we here. Genesis 1:14.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebyaka mu bbanga ery'eggulu byawulenga emisana n'ekiro bibenga ng'obubonero n'ebiro n'ennaku n'emyaka.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Yes. He created, gave them commands. Let there be lights in the firmament. They be there count as times and seasons. They separate the day and the night.
They
separate the day, month and the year. The sun, the moon, and the stars, they still do that. They are on the commands. All the creations, besides the children of men and the fallen angels. Because children of men and the fallen angels, they are one who rebelled against the commands of God and they refuse to fear God. All the other creations they humbled. That is why you see in Romans chapter 8, we see that the earnest looking at the creation, they await the revelations of the children of men. Creations were not put in the subjections which are under and in their will, but by him who subjected them in, as they hoped.
And they said,
let's obey God's commands and fear him. If he say, I serve as a maggot, I have to serve as a maggot.
They
told me, serve as a dog, and the dogs came to be.
They
told me, serve as a cow, those two came to be. They say they even eat us. They eat our meat. The spirits will go back to
us.
All the creations they humbled. You man is one who's too sure the big head in rebellion against commands of God.
You
read me Romans, we say. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectations of the creations waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Verse
20.
For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Yes. They are created in the spirit of fear of God. They have to hate evil. Help me they depart from evil, as they keep commands of the Creator. That Lord said, we do like this. Should not break his commands that we sin. Them they did that.
In
the next verse show when they finish their works, they go back in the glory of the children of men.
God.
Romans chapter
8 verse
21.
Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Yes. Creations right from the first. In the creation of heaven and earth, they knew all things were created in the commands of fear of God. And they were given commands to remain in fearing God. And they serve as he commanded them. When they finished, they entered the glory of the children of God and appear as angels in heaven. Now, a human being right from Adam was given the commands in the Genesis 2, the verse 15 up to 17. And he broke those commands. In the Genesis chapter 3. Verses 1 up to 6. He broke them immediately. And they sent him on the earth to toil. But all laborers and the toilings is into. God tells him, you keep laboring, toiling, but I want you to end up fearing me.
All,
no matter what you will do,
go
back, you fear God and you hate evil, that's when you will see him. But without holiness, no one will see him. But the advice the preacher gave us in Ecclesiastes 2, he said this. He warned you and he said, verse 23 to 26, Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse
23,
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 22, for what has man for all his labor, and for the striving of his heart, with which he has labored under the sun? Verse 23.
For
all his days are sorrows, and his travail, grief. Yea, his heart takes no rest in the night. This all is vanity.
Verse 26.
For God gives to a man that is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and heaping up, only that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and grasping of the wind. You see that journey? If you are not good and you do not fear God, you are gathering in vain. You fall in hell and you remain very poor. And you live for others who are coming.
But
God gave you a conclusion in the things man does. In the Ecclesiastes 12, verse
14.
Still, you have to go back, fear God. If it refuses, hell and the lake of fire. Because all the sinners have to end up there. Praise Jesus,
man.
That was there for all the creations in the heavens and earth. They were created under spirit of fear of the Lord. All commands they passed through there. Even commands of all creations. Even human beings with angels, all were passed through spirit of fear of the Lord. Every person to serve as God had commanded them.
Yes, you
praise
Amen.
Jesus, my.
So, point here for you, Kusatu.
So, our third point,
Agamba what?
He says like this,
Mukutia Mukama,
in the fear of the Lord,
Amagezi, Okutegera,
wisdom, understanding,
Okuteisa,
counsel,
Amany,
power,
Okumanya Katonda,
knowledge of God. In the spirit of the Lord, it's where they begin from. If you do not have fear of the Lord, to hate in evil, to help men depart from evil, indeed I prove and I tell you,
it
is hard to access wisdom of God which is in the word. Get understanding that we spoke of above,
be
proven in the counsel of God which is in the word.
Even
to see of the power that's in the Word of God, even to getting knowledge. And even
the
Spirit of the Lord to put a base within you, it appears very hard until you reach to fear God.
The
beginning of all the seven spirits of God. If you are to access spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of the Lord, the one who is the head, tells you first enter in fear of the Lord. Because two cannot move together except they have agreed. Me, I am not come wisdom
refuses,
and that is I will not pass with you. Counsel refuses. Spirit of counsel says no. Spirit of might, I'm not going with you to reconcile. You first hate evil.
You
fear God, then I come, we move together. That is Amos 3:3. You first read it, you see.
Amos chapter 3,
verses 3.
Ababiri bayinza okutambulira awamu wabula nga batabaganye.
Can two walk together except they are agreed? Yes. The spirit of wisdom is going to pass with you. That of understanding. The spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. The spirit of knowledge. Spirit of the Lord. Going to refuse till you will come to the spirit of fear. Because he knows it begins from him. Before you access fear of the Lord, all things in heaven and earth are told they were created through him. And they were given commands under the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Now,
before you get fear of God to hate evil, wisdom says no. Understanding say we don't have a relation with you. And the council say no. That one will after bring darkness in council for not fearing God. And the spirit of might will say no. That one does not fear God. He will go use me over things not right because we move together. The spirit of knowledge says, no. Me, I bring light on the
world.
That one does not fear God, he will bring darkness.
There's
no way we can pass together. The spirit of the Lord says, me, I will not.
So they
told me John 14:17. I dwell with him and be within him.
At
least let me keep being outside. We dwell out. We do not enter in him to become a temple.
For it
does not fear God to hate evil and to help me, yet all the rest begin from there. Praise Jesus. What does this say? Proverbs 9:10.
Ngero esule yomwenda noru nyiriri olwe kumi.
Proverbs 9:10.
Mukutia mukama amagezi mwegasokira. No kumanyo yomutukufu kwe kutegera.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. They pass there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom say, he fears the Lord. No. I don't want to be with him. Knowledge. No. He will bring darkness in the light I will bring to him. Understanding. Verses I'll tell to him to this one and repeats it. The verse tells me to run evil, he skips it.
Choose
out the other which said, take it, I see the hand of God. I
don't
know why I'm moving with him. Leave me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Smile.
So the truth is this, brethren,
the
fear of the Lord.
He's still
the one who is here. He's the beginning. If you
are
to be filled, the whole spirit will be filled of him. You always build most spirit of fear of the Lord. Hating evil. Determine help many depart from evil.
They
give you spirit of wisdom. For what when you can't help depart from evil and you cannot help others depart from it? They give him to you for what? Now one of
us
give him for what and you can't use him to get from evil. You can't use him depart from evil and help others depart from it. They give
you
spirit of counsel to know times and seasons on what. You know the time you will fall in hell and the fire where you have not left evil. They give you spirit of might. And you use that power on for what issue of not leaving sin? Help me depart from evil.
No,
spirit of knowledge who brings light of knowledge. Why God give him to you and though you will enlighten him, you will not depart from evil.
When
the light in others depart from evil. The spirit of knowledge said no. Now the spirit of the Lord. He said no. When I'm said to the world, I convict world of sin. Righteousness and judgment. He is not ready to depart from evil.
So
I can't be with him. What happens is at least we be outside. And the spirit of God tells the one of wisdom, don't enter in him. Even the understanding say, if you don't go me, where to am I going? Leave him appear a senseless person and is good committing evils, but in doing good he has not knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So hold quick the things of spirit of fear of God. If it is not that, the spirit of God is spoken of in the John 16. Verse 5, it says like this. John chapter 16 from verse 5. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asks me, where do you go? Verse
6.
But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Verse
7.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Verse
8.
And when he is come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Yes. When the Spirit comes, convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Verse 12 to 15. And glorifies Christ. He gets from that of the Father. For what is of the Father is of Christ. And he gives us.
The
other, he does not speak what he wants. You're going to pass with him when you speak what you want. Now therefore, John 14 verse 17, when he told him to dwell with us and even within us, no, let us just dwell unto them, but not in them. We can't enter and neither pass with him. We
did
not agree to hate evil. Read John 14, verse 17. John chapter 14, verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima, ensigwete inza kukiriza, kubanga temulaba, sote mumanyi, mumumumanyi, kubanga vera jemuli, irana banga mumwe.
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Have you heard? He has to dwell with us and even in us.
Kati oya tana tabagana na
yeye. One who is yet to reconcile with him to hate evil.
Agamba tu moyo omanyi moyo wa. Moyo wa mukama agamba wa magezi.
Speak the Lord speaks one of wisdom.
Tuina je tulaga.
It's not where we are going.
Tubereno.
Let us be outside. If they will have aligned their insights.
Namadiri za yengo moyo kucha wechi.
Time it has proved to hate evil.
Na akakasomo timago kucha wechi.
Proves his heart to hate evil. And to take it away.
Na akakasama gezi go utadamu chiko power where to ingiza.
No more cope it outside to enter it.
Na tumufura yeka.
We shall make him a temple of us. We enter there.
Nga tutukiriza bakolisi kisoka satu.
Fulfill First Corinthians 3.
10 na mukaga kukukira.
16 downwards. Let us read we hear. 1 Corinthians 3:16.
Know
you not that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Verse 17.
Omuntu yenna bw'azikirizanga yeekaalu ya Katonda, Katonda alimuzikiriza oyo, kubanga yeekaalu ya Katonda ntukuvu.
If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple is you? Yes. He has to come dwell with us and even within us. Reason not why many have the Holy Spirit in them. The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. The Spirit of mind. Spirit of knowledge. Because they did not humble and obey the spirit of fear of the Lord. To hate evil.
And
to prepare help many depart from evil. That is
when
the spirit is outside the church.
You,
I speak of you, the person, the church. We hear the spirit came down on this earth. He is there and he dwells with us. But within us, he will not
take
evil, he will not be in us. If God is
willing
to destroy you as the spirit,
for
you got temple meant to be of the Holy Spirit,
you made
of a temple of the evil spirit as you commit sins.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Be destroyed, they burn the spirit all days.
Here
in his body that God formed himself.
Be
a temple of his spirit.
Make
it a temple of evil spirits.
As you
commit evils, you agree with evil spirits.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we finish, in the Psalms 111, he says like this, in the verse 10. Psalms 111, verse 10.
Balina okutegeera okulungi bonna abakola bwe batyo. Etendo lye liberera emirembe gyonna.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all that they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Yes. In the fear of the Lord, it's the beginning of knowledge. How are you to do it? For knowledge too will say, no, 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 no. I don't agree with him. He does not fear of God. No, we're hearing the Proverbs 9 in the verse 10. He
said,
fear of God, the beginning of wisdom.
Wisdom
does not fear God.
There's
no relation with Him.
Now
in Psalms 111 in the verse 10, knowledge to say no.
The
fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. That's when I come. I do not come when He does not fear God. If the spirit of wisdom and knowledge, they have said that. You think. All these seven spirits, can you get even a single of them?
In the
Proverbs 1 verse 7, he says this. Proverbs chapter
1
verse
7.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bring
that word is of truth. You think much of spirit of fear of the Lord.
And
you think that it's the way of the Lord. The sixth way of the Lord. In the seven highest ways of God. So it is very key in bringing all other ways your way. Walking in the way of wisdom of God. Walking in the way of understanding God. Walking in the way of counsel of God.
Walking
in the way of the power of God.
Walking
in the way of knowledge of God. Walk in the way of spirit of the Lord. You need to first move in the way of fear of the Lord. To hating evil. And to help many depart from evil. Right there, God sees success.
To heaven.
Unto heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But that if it's failed. He sees only destruction. That's why he advises in the Proverbs 2 and the verse 5. And he says like this. Proverbs chapter
2
verse
5.
Proverbs chapter
2
verse
5.
Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Yes. If you discover fear of God, all the rest you easily discover them. Yes. You repeat it very well. Proverbs chapter
2,
verse
5.
Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. If you understand fear of God, getting knowledge of God is understanding. All the seven spirits, you can easily access them. That's what had failed us under the sun. But when we've discovered it, that in the fear of the Lord, is to totally hate evil,
and
help many come out of evil, where we quickly access spirit of wisdom of God, spirit of understanding of God, spirit of counsel of God, spirit of might of God, spirit of knowledge of God, and the spirit of the Lord.
Then we
glorify God the Father and His words, our Lord Jesus Christ. That is very easy. Let me hope that you've revealed it. Maybe as we wind up, this is our fourth point. We say like this, that through the spirit of fear of the Lord, I reveal that out of God comes a river of living waters.
Side A.
On the side A.
Atena kurukutamu omuga emiga ejo muriro.
And he flows the rivers of fire.
Side B.
On the side B.
Eranga ichitawe miga.
And is the father of rivers.
Ichitawe
is the father of the fountains of the depth out of the mid heavens and earth. And is the father of the rivers of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. All those he made it in the fear of God.
Because side,
when he froze rivers of living waters,
and
just drink and we get to live with the goods. Now on the other side, froze rivers of fire to make the lake of fire to burn the evil ones. You just worship, tell him you are worthy. You judge.
Yet
you appear holy. And you judge and you win.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. All those who made with the spirit of fear of the Lord. If you refuse to fear, at the end you will fear. For if you've been in the lake of fire, yet
it's
the father of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Then you will understand and even fear very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus, much.
So,
in Revelation 22, verse 1, it speaks like this. Revelation 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes. Frozen rivers of living waters on the side A. With the good where we shall go to drink. Because it is in the revelation. He will take us there. Drink of those rivers. Revelation 7:16. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst no more, neither shall the sun strike them, nor any heat. Verse 17.
Anti yanabalundanga era alibaleta eri enzize za mazza agobulamu era Katonda alisangula buli ziga mu maso gabwe.
For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and they shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Yes. Revelation 22:1. A fountain of living waters coming from the throne of God and the Lamb of God. Revelation 17:16-17. All the Holy One and the good we shall be there. As we drink of rivers of living waters,
on side
A of God, those to be on side B,
there are
rivers of fire flowing from him, which flow into the lake of fire,
and they are
being burnt all the days. That's why he speaks in Daniel. Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10. And he says like this.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Entebe ye yali nnimi za muliro ne bannamuziga bayo muliro ogwaka.
I beheld till the thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and its wheels as burning fire. Verse
10. N'obukumi emirundi akakumi bayimirira mu maaso ge. Omusango ne gubaawo ebitabo ne byanjuluzibwa.
A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Yes.
A river
of fire came from before his eyes.
He
heard that of the living waters flow from their thrones. Now this fiery stream, as
we speak in
Hebrews 12, verse 29,
our
God is the consuming fire. It moves flow to the lake of fire after judgment. That they will cast there every sinner who refused to repent.
He
refused to forgive. Refused to teach to forgive. He refused even to repent.
They
end the speak of him in Revelations chapter 20, verse 11 to 15. And he said like this. Revelations chapter 20 from verse 10.
N'omuli oliomi eyabalimbanga nasulibwa mu nyanja y'omuliro n'ekibiriti eri omuli ensolo n'ennabye w'obulimba nti era banabonyabonyezebwa ng'emisana n'ekiro emirembe n'emirembe.
And the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where the beasts and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Verse 11.
And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Verse
12. Nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe, ebitabo ne bibikkulwa, n'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikkulwa, kye ky'obulamu. Abafune basalirwa omusango mu ebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu bitabo, ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Verse 13.
N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abaalimu, n'okufa n'amagombe ne bireeta abafu abaalimu, ng'ebikolwa nti ne basalirwa omusango buli muntu ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali.
And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Verse 14.
N'okufa n'amagombe ne bisulibwa mu nnyanja ey'omuliro, eyo kwe kufa okw'okubiri.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Verse 15.
Era omuntu yenna atalabika nga awandiikiddwa mu kitabo eky'obulamu n'asulibwa mu nnyanja ey'omuliro.
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, we've said the spirit of fear of the Lord is a good at beginning all issues of God. Even at winding them up, he is good. The people have to end up when they fear God. Whether you have which level of a big head, whether rebellion is to which level, you will humble in the lake of fire. Those words of lake of fire were spoken under the spirit of fear of the Lord. And you fear God when it's still early, as you ate evil, you help men they come out of evil. If you will fail, you will fear him in the fire as you burnt all the days. And you prove the way he burns.
And
you prove the way God is a consuming fire. That is how we fish the brave. But all those released and they are fulfilled by the sixth group of angels who are led by the archangel of fire,
who
is known as Angel Chomuel,
who holds
the sixth bowl of the wrath of God. And he commands angel hold the sixth trumpet. When the seven angels who have the seven trumpets of God. In that angel is spoken of most Revelations 14 and the verse 18. Is the one in charge of the fire which is at the source of the lake of fire, at the golden altar of God. Let us read, we hear. Revelations chapter 14, verse
18. Nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba yalina ekiwabyo eky'obwogi ng'ayogera nti, teekako ekiwabyo kyo eky'obwogi onoge ebirimba by'omuzabbibu gw'ensi, kubanga ezabbibu zaagwo zengeredde ddala.
And another angel came out from the altar, who had the power over fire, and cried out with a loud voice, in the loud cry, to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So ekibinja kya malaika b'omuliro.
So the group of angels of fire,
abakulemberamo malaika omukuru w'omuliro,
who are led by the archangel of fire,
malaika Chumuel,
Angel Chumuel.
Bibavunanyizibwa ku bigambo byonna eby'okutya Mukama.
They are one responsible over all words of fear of God.
Era ku musango bagenda okubeerawo nga bakanyugaye.
They are ones to be there casting there the sinners.
Munyanje y'omuliro.
In the lake of fire.
Abo bibavunanyizibwa ku kwokya Sodomu ne Gomorrah.
Those were ones who were responsible to burning Sodom and Gomorrah.
Bajifura nga Kalahari Desert.
And they turned it into Kalahari Desert.
The Sahara Desert.
Just to burning that they can do it very well.
You
read that in the Genesis chapter 19. Mostly verse
23
and 24. And you see how they burned Sodom and Gomorrah with the neighboring cities. Burning powers of darkness, witchcraft, sicknesses. Even things like those. We shall come back the other time as we wind up with the seventh seal. Seal of the Spirit of the Lord.
Division.
The seventh division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. May God bless you. Thank you for coming, for listening with all your heart.
And
believe with all your heart. And you begin put in action. And you spread far. To reaching four corners of the earth. This God's final work on the planet earth. The revival and restoration of all things. As we restore the gospel of salvation. The gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. Preparing the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's on the swift cloud coming.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.